Thank you for listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev. As we get to Workout Wednesday, brought to you by Custom Fit. You want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to CustomFit.ca and they'll set a program that works for you. Paul Plakas joins us once again. Plakas, interesting, a study that just came out. I want to get your thoughts on it. And it had a study where, was it 50% of kids who were deemed obese, their parents didn't think they were obese?
Yeah, it was a study out of the UK that I was reading. It was actually 369 kids that were diagnosed as clinically obese. Only four of the parents beforehand knew that their child was obese. So when they were informed of that, for the other 365 of them, they were kind of in a shock, two of them. So there seems to be like a disconnect between obese children and the parents not really knowing that they're that unhealthy.
And why is that?
I think there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, I think, first of all, it might be the case where the parents might be in a little bit of denial because they might think, okay, I don't want to be the one responsible for creating such an unhealthy lifestyle for my child. So they're kind of in denial of that as well. Also, often the times the parents themselves are kind of overweight and unhealthy, so they all of a sudden becomes sort of a normal lifestyle, and that's just the way they exist. Probably other family members exist like that, and they hang around with friends that sort of exist like that. So to them, they kind of live in this normal bubble world. And society, you know, as we now know, like over 50% of the population is considered overweight, and it's about 35 or 36% that is considered obese. So it's becoming more and more normal.
Yeah, which is scary and sad.
Yeah.
All at one time. So now, what are the root triggers? It started at such a young age. Is it simply diet?
Yeah, well, that's a big part of it, absolutely. So there's a lot of things. So I'm going to first talk about genetics a little bit too. There is some studies that show that, you know, some people are predisposed to gaining body fat a little bit more easily than other people. And some of the theories behind that might be also that when the mother is pregnant, how much she gains during her pregnancy can affect the amount of fat cells that child is often going to develop in their lifetime too, which makes it easier for them to gain weight. So somebody who puts on a lot of weight during their pregnancy might predispose their child to having an easier time getting overweight when they become an adult. Other things could be something psychological, like if say a parents are get divorced, and there's a lot of stress in the family, and kids, and a lot of people, they use food as a coping mechanism for that stress. It could be socioeconomic. Parents that have, of lower socioeconomic means have a much easier time gaining body fat because they purchase cheaper food. They might not be as likely to put their kids in organized sports because they can't afford it. And then it's environmental. Parents don't see it as much of a problem. They overeat. They're out of shape. And this I've read before where if one parent is obese, there's a 3 times a chance that child's going to be obese in their adulthood. And if both parents are obese, it's 10 times more likely chance that child's going to be obese in their adulthood.
10 times.
Yeah, so if both parents are fit and healthy, there's virtually no chance that the kid's going to be obese. It starts with the parents because they ultimately decide how that kid lives, the decisions that's made in the household, what food's being made, where it's being eaten, that kind of thing.
You know what? And that's something that I don't know if parents have to look at it. Now, as somebody who's been in the fitness industry that long and obviously reads all the nutrition stuff, what do you think we can do as a society to reverse that? Because obviously obesity has now become a major health issue amongst North America.
Yeah, one of the things I think as a society we can do is really try to make it easy and cheap to buy healthy food. So I think the government should make a decision where we subsidize farmers that provide fruits and vegetables, and we make that the best cheapest choice you can make. And I think every kid should be able to have a free lunch at school provided from the school that's paid for by the government, and it's going to be a healthy lunch. It's not lunches where it's fries and burgers in a cafeteria where you get to order something. It's lots of fruits and vegetables, and it's organized more of around a plant-based sort of menu with some carbohydrates and some nice lean protein. So dietitians need to get on board with this, but they also need the money from the government to allow every kid in Canada to get at least one good meal a day that's healthy. That's a start.
It definitely is a start, and it's something we have to look at. And if we keep ignoring it, like the numbers are going up. That stat amazes me that it's 10
exactly.
times more for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other stat, and we know we've talked about this, that once the fat cells get bigger, they never really go away. And once you have them at a young age, basically you're fighting an uphill battle the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's tough for a lot of people. Like, it's not impossible. Even if you are predisposed to having gaining body fat more easily, you may just have to work a little bit harder. You might have to do a little bit more movement. You might have to be a little bit more strict with your eating than, say, other people. But it can always be changed. You just have to do a little bit better than what you're currently doing, but not make it so difficult that you feel like you're in complete deprivation all the time, because there's food everywhere, fast food everywhere, advertisements to kids everywhere, superstars promoting their Powerade and Gatorade supplementation to kids. So it's very tough, but the parents need to get involved. The society needs to get involved. The school needs to get involved. If everybody can work together, really, it can be, I think, definitely improved.
Plakas, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Go Oilers, go tomorrow.
You betcha. Paul Plakas from Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to CustomFit.ca.